LM Communication Station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town. An hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Straw.
And we do welcome you in. Good morning. Happy Friday to one and all, however you may be listening, whether you're on our app or maybe the website, WSCWAM.com. Maybe you tuned in to 1410 AM or maybe you're on the FM dial, 102.3 FM. We certainly appreciate you tuning in to My Town, Your Town. It's a humbling experience for me to serve as your host of the radio program. This is episode number 13. We started in April. We have been doing this every Friday, and just like the opening buffer said, we're talking to good people doing good work, good organizations, moving my town, your town, our town forward in a positive way. Yes, we know there's fear out there. Yes, we know there's divisiveness and negativity. We know that. I'm not an ostrich. I do not stick my head in the sand. I just think there's so much good going on. I love to lift up goodness, and that's what this show is about. And this show today, the theme is going to be ladies, women-owned businesses, whether it's a small business or women-run organization, or maybe it's a lady that's running a corporation. We are going to talk to ladies today about their journey, what they're doing good in our community, talk about their business and what they do to help our community. We're going to be catching up with one of my dear friends who had a very, very, very long commute this morning. She is with the Little Bit of Heavens, Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes. And of course, we're talking about Terry Blevins. We'll be talking with her in just a moment. But just to set the table for you, no pun intended, we're also going to be talking with Jenny Morris and Ashley Reinhardt. They're with Visiting Angels, a wonderful home health agency in our community. And we're going to conclude our hour with the owner and operator of Pew Furniture on Smith Street in the Furniture District of Charleston, a Pew Furniture. Beth Pew will be with us. So sit back, relax, soak it all in, take it all in. A lot of good information and a lot of good insight coming your way. To lead things off, I look across the desk and I see a beautiful, charming, lovely pastry chef named Terry Blevins. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim Straw.
That's all I'm
happy to be here.
That was my best introduction I could do.
Listen, you look so cheery today. I'm literally just glowing
with your pink chef hat on and your pink Little Bit of Heaven. Got your Little Bit of Heaven cupcake apron on. And of course, just so people know, our studio right here is on Kanawha Terrace. But you're literally across the street. You're at 95 Old Main Plaza.
We are literally just around the corner.
Yeah, the heart of St. Albans. Okay. I don't know where to begin with you. I've known you for a pretty good while now. You're such a giver of this community. That's why you're on this show, because you do good stuff for our community. And you support a lot of not-for-profits, but you're also in a small business. So let's go back to, how did a Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes get started? You were saying off air about 13 years ago today something happened.
Yeah, it's 13 years ago. I was the customer service manager for all of the J.D. Bowrider car dealerships in West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, all the things. And so that was my corporate job. I loved it, loved my job. But I also loved to bake and cook. And so I entered a recipe contest. Duncan Hines was hosting. Yeah. They didn't want you to bake from scratch. They wanted you to create a recipe using their products. And I was like, I can do that. So
in your sleep, probably.
In my sleep,
yeah,
I bet you could. Actually came up with the recipe walking through the garage
there you go.
At work. True story. So I entered. About 2,000 people across the country entered. And 13 years ago today is when I was notified that I had made it to the top 10, to the finals of this contest. And that was just such a huge thing for me. Didn't win.
Didn't have to.
But placed in the top 10.
It piqued your interest. It boosted your confidence that I'm a chef. I'm a pastry chef. I love to bake. And so that encouraged you. And from that, did you open up a Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes?
So Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes officially opened August 1st in 2010. So that will be our 13th anniversary coming up. We actually built a licensed commercial kitchen in our home. Mm-hmm. And having been in the restaurant industry for a very long time.
A little bit of heaven started in your home,
it
right?
It did.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
We, our health inspector used to laugh and say it was literally the only licensed legal kitchen that anyone had in Kanawha or Putnam County for a long time. But because I had a restaurant background, I had a pretty good idea of what we would need to do. And so, thankfully, we had a space that wasn't being utilized. We rented the church kitchen at Gateway down here in the Loop until that process could be completed. And so, went on the radio station back then. Coach Kidd and Libby Joe were at Electric 102.
Love them.
And I literally messaged them and said, hey, I entered this little cupcake contest. You know, I'm going to bring you some. Maybe if you like them, you'll vote for them. That was my only goal. And what ended up happening is they were so busy eating the cupcakes, they didn't actually talk on the air. They made me do it. And then they were blasting these cupcakes all over Facebook.
I can see them doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
Libby Joe,
I blame them.
Thank you. Yeah,
I tease them to this day and tell them it's all their fault.
That's beautiful. We're talking with Terry Blevins. Terry is the proprietor, owner, baker, dishwasher, order
floor,
taker,
mopper,
cashier.
Toilet
she
cleaner.
Does it all. And that's what small business people do. And she is with Little Bit of Heaven. www.littlebitofheaven.rocks is your website. If folks want to get in touch with you, maybe give you a call to order something. We'll talk about some things that you offer in just a moment. But Terry's number is 304-729-8038. That's 729-8038. He's located right here in the Old Main Plaza in the square, 95 Old Main Plaza, St. Albans. And if you're looking for the zip, I know it's 25177. I know that one by heart. A little bit of heaven. So you do cupcakes, but you do other things.
Oh, my gosh. We do so.
Yeah, I mean,
pepperoni rolls
are really good, by the way.
Yeah, and it's pepperoni roll day today.
Yeah, there you go.
So our pepperoni rolls have actually been voted by West Virginia Living Magazine readers as the best in West Virginia twice.
They're so good.
And I'm
a connoisseur. I love
a lot of people mad up in the northern part of the state. But look, we do things a little bit differently, and I know that. So everything at Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes we make. So we don't buy pre-made things. We don't source out pre-made things. We make them. Other people do their thing, and we're greatly supportive of that. But it's just like, that's how we like to do things. So we do everything from cupcakes to custom buttercream cakes. We do pepperoni rolls. We do homemade bread. We also do cheesecakes, brownies, macarons. We were the first bakery in West Virginia to offer keto products. Mm-hmm. We've been doing keto now for 6.5 years. We have about 160 things just on that keto menu alone.
Wowzer.
We make amazing cookies. We've been making cookies the whole time we've been in business. We just love what we do.
I mean, you have a retail store. You have a storefront. And it's a cute little place. You go up some steps into a little charming little facility. And, yes, you can go in, and there's a nice display there where you can get your cupcakes, you can get your cookies, you can get your pepperoni rolls. But you do, conceptually, your business is also, you deliver, you go out, whether it's a wedding for 300 or 400, whether it's a wedding cake, or maybe it's just an event, a gig, something. You offer that as well. And how does that work for you? Do you deliver it? Do you have delivery? Is there a certain number that you have to order so you can deliver it? How does your whole model work there, Terry?
So last year in 2022 alone, I delivered myself 68 weddings.
Oh my heavens,
so
Bessie. That's a pretty big business for
me. We also deliver weddings up to 6 hours away.
Oh my heavens, again.
So it gets a little hectic. Mm-hmm. Last year I was in Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was in Blacksburg. I was in Fayetteville. I was in Snowshoe. A little bit of everywhere, Kentucky, Ohio, we deliver to all those places.
I'm going to stop you.
Sure.
You're delivering wedding cakes.
Yes.
Or wedding cupcakes or whatever they want. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous for you.
Yeah.
You did it 60 some times just last year.
Yeah.
As far away as 5 and 6 hours. I'm a nervous wreck that you get that there for them. That's a big day for this couple.
It is.
Whoever it is. How does that work?
Failure is not an option.
Not you. And it hasn't happened.
We've had one time. A semi almost ran me off 64. It was a two-tiered cake headed to Huntington.
Oh, no.
I got to the wedding venue in the pouring down rain, and I go to open the door of the van, and I see that the cake is literally
Tower of Pisa.
And where I have to take this cake is right past where the bride's standing. And so I walk in, and I look at her, and I said, first of all, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
You need to know that.
She was.
Second of all, we need to have a conversation that I've never had to have.
Mm.
And this is what happened. And bless her soul, she literally looked at me and said, Terry, that's why I hired you. You will do the best you can to take care of it. I'm fine. And so we literally...
You patched it.
We had to, unfortunately, the violence of me having to swerve caused the cake to structurally deconstruct. Mm. And so we had palm leaf plates that I cut into strips. The bride's sister, I gave her a pair of gloves, and she literally held this cake like against the buttercream on that platter so that I could shove supports underneath the backside that had collapsed. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be decorated with flowers. I then put all the flowers around it, corrected the buttercream, and when the guests started coming in, all they kept saying was, "Oh my gosh, what a beautiful cake." I was like, "Well,
they had no idea."
I'm super thrilled that that's all you know.
And that's why the bride did hire you. You did the best you could. You fixed it as only you could. You did the best you can, and it looked beautiful, and it tasted even better.
It's one of those things that I always tell brides and grooms, and I mean, you know, just clients as well, but in 13 years, I've never canceled a single order.
Wow.
Period.
How
much
proud
less
of you
a wedding.
Of that? You're very proud of that.
I'm
you
very
should
proud
be.
Of that.
That's why you say it so confidently, like, call me. I will not let you down.
We're not going to let you down.
I will not let you down. And that's why we do love you. But not only you don't let the clients down and the corporations and the companies and the couples and whoever's having a party or whatever they're celebrating, you don't let them down. But then why are you so compelled to help so many charitable organizations like Girls Night Out and other, the Covenant House, the Chef's Challenge, and just numerous things where there's food? And there's Terry with the pastries, and it's helping a charity. It's helping a nonprofit. You do that. You can't continue to do that unless you have good support with your business, but you seem to do that a lot, Carrie.
You know, it's funny, when Dan and I first started Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes, we sat down and said, what is our business goal going to be? What do we want to do with this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we both said at the time, 13 years ago, our goal was to provide the best product we could with the best ingredients we could, the best customer service we could physically do, to support the community that supported us, mm-hmm. and let God take care of the rest. And 13 years later, that is still how we do things. Mm. I am one of those people that, you know, got divorced, you know, back in 2000. I worked 7 jobs in the same restaurant to help support my kids. And I don't say that because it's a, you know, great story. I say that because sometimes people have a perception of me that it's always been easy.
They need to know.
And maybe
the journey's long.
The journey is long.
It's worth it, but it's very long and very trying.
And maybe they know that they're in that similar position and they don't see mm-hmm. that it's ever going to get better. Mm-hmm. And I always say there are a few things that just sheer hard work and not giving up will not help you through. So I say that because I've been that person. I have been that person that literally didn't know, and there but for the grace of God go I, that I did not end up in worse situations than the ones I found myself in. So for me and for Dan, it comes down to all we can control is what we are putting out in the world. What other people may do with that, you know, we just let that go. But we have to know that we're doing everything we can to lift up as many as we can.
That's a very compelling mission. I know firsthand, folks, if you're listening to this, Jim Strawn knows that to be very true. I've known this young lady probably since she started in her home with her kitchen with this delicious product that she was putting out. First it was cupcakes and then cookies and then pepperoni rolls and fonda cakes and whatever else that she can create in that kitchen back there at 95 Old Main Plaza. It's like she said, too, it's just fresh ingredients. It's from scratch ingredients, and you can always taste the difference. And I love the fact that she's never let a customer, client down. We're talking with Terry Blevins, A Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes. 304-729-8038 is the telephone number to give her a call. www.lilbitofheaven.rocks. Little Bit of Heaven. Dot rocks. Of course, I love the Little Bit name because, you know, our keycap was named Little Bit. We had to put Little Bit down last November. We miss her, but we love the name, A Little Bit of Heaven. We love Terry Blevins. Terry, talk to the audience about, you know, 13 years ago you entered the Duncan Hines contest. We know you love to bake. We know you're good at it. When did that start for you? Were you a girl? Were you helping mama in the kitchen? When did you realize this is really kind of fun? And then two-part question. This is fun. Oh my gosh, people will buy my stuff.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was always that kid that loved to bake and cook. My mom and I were very close. My favorite memories of her were in the kitchen. And my mom was the youngest of five girls. My grandmother, bless her heart, by the time my mom came along, did not have the patience to have five girls underfoot. So my mom and I learned a lot of those things together. And because I was the one that really was interested in that, she and I did a lot of that together. Also, had lots of my mom's friends, who to this day are some of the most amazing bakers and cooks that I've ever known, are little church ladies. You know, I grew up in a big church, and from the time I was very small, they recognized how much I love that. So when I was about 7 years old, I started catering my brother and my sister's parties. And my sister loves to say I was Martha Stewart before she knew who she was. Because I would literally make like canapé trays, and you know, I was doing charcuterie before anybody knew what that was, and they would pay me by doing my chores, right? So I've always been that kid. The first time I made an entire dinner for my family, I was 8. I made homemade spaghetti, and I remember my dad tucking me in that night, and my dad worshipped the ground my mother walked on, like that was it. But he leaned down and whispered in my ear and said, "Don't tell your mom, but your spaghetti's better than hers." And in that moment, I literally thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know. So always loved that. But, you know, when you're married and you're raising little ones, you're just trying to survive. And then when you go through a divorce and you're having to work so much. And I credit Paula Deen.
I was getting right. That was my next question. We have about 4 minutes left, Terry. We're talking with Terry Blevins, the proprietor, owner, operator of A Little Bit of Heaven Cupcake, 95 Old Main Plaza in St. Albans. You have a relationship. You know Paula. You've been with Paula. How did that start? What's the origin of you and Paula having a relationship?
So my sons and I had moved into a home in like 2004, and we were so poor we couldn't afford cable for the longest time. And when we finally could, it was a big deal. And Food Network was on the air, and so was Paula. And my mom died when I was 14. And watching Paula, my mom grew up in the Deep South, spent a lot of time there. It was like being in the kitchen with my mom again. And so watching her literally brought back a dream to me that I forgot I ever had, which was the dream of baking and cooking for people. And so that really inspired me. Paula and I had a lot in common. Her parents died when she was young. She was divorced and had two sons. I was divorced and had three. In 2013, I got an email, which to this day, Paula and I have talked about this. I have no idea why I got it. Inviting me to a Christmas cooking school at her home in Savannah. And I went. And it was the first time I met her. And there was about 30 people there. And they had a baking contest. And I told my husband, I said, I have no idea what we're baking, but I know I'm going to win. And I did. At that time, I got to share that story with Paula. I got to tell her what I always said I would if I ever met her, and I made her cry. But at that event, I shared her.
She'd already been touching you, but she didn't know.
She didn't know. And it was such an important moment to share. Her best friend is a lovely lady named Susan Green, Bubbles. You've seen her on her show a million times. And Susan and I exchanged phone numbers. From that, they invited me to attend the kickoff of Paula's online presence in Charlotte. 2016, Paula asked me to provide cupcakes for a charity event she was having in Lake Oconee, Georgia. At that event was a lovely lady named Jamie Dutton, who was the head of the Food and Wine Festival at the Ritz-Carlton in Lake Oconee, which I've now been a guest chef at. This will be my sixth year coming up. We transport 2,000 items 9.5 hours for that one. Paula also had me bake for her Aunt Peggy's 90th birthday party. That was actually 4 years ago yesterday. We drove to Savannah to her home. And then finally, she asked me to do an instructional video on how to make hot cocoa bombs for her website, which is still there. And so lots of fun things.
Amazing that you have this wonderful relationship. Now, I only have a minute left.
Sure.
What about, are you still going to stay right here? Are you grounded in St. Albans in West Virginia, Arkansas Valley, home to you? Or do you, what do you foresee a little bit in Terry Blevins and your husband and your family and your business? Where do you see that in 3 to 5 to 10 years?
Dan always asks me, if Paula called you tomorrow and said, I have a job for you, what would you do? And
good question.
That would be tough.
Yeah,
it really would.
That's
would be
a good
tough
question. You don't even know the answer.
I don't even know the answer. But I'm also a big believer that sometimes God whispers in my ear and sometimes he knocks me flat upside the head with something I need to be paying attention to. So I think we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. A little bit of Heaven Cupcakes has been on Main Street because I love my hometown. I'm very proud to be a St. Albans girl. So until that day comes.
Well, you're right in the hub, too, of St. Albans, and you're right in the hub of the growth.
Yeah.
St. Albans is really kind of a destination place now with all these fairs and festivals and restaurants popping up and just, you know, good leadership and the vice mayor and the mayor and all of our elected officials and the Parks and Rec and all that they're doing in St. Albans. You're right in the middle of it.
We are, and we're very proud to be. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I can't see the forest for the trees, but I love to be in St. Albans.
And there she is. I love you, Terry Blevins.
Love you, Jim Strawn, always.
She is the owner of A Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes. One more time, 95 Old Main Plaza, 304-729-8038, www.littlebitofheaven.rock is the website. I've been there, very interactive, lots of scrump delicious things, and she's just a blessing for our community. And if you haven't tried her food, her pastries, her pepperoni rolls, all the specials that she comes up with, give her a call. Terry, once again, thanks for being on My Town.
Thank you for having me.
And as I promised at the top of the show, up next is Jenny Morris and Ashley Reinhardt, and they are with the organization called Visiting Angels, and I'll be talking with these two ladies in just a moment. I will be right back.
My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Woohoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I started using when I was 13.
Taylor is in recovery from an addiction to prescription opioids.
It was like, oh, well, they're medications. They can't be that dangerous. My perception was once you stop using, like, that's it. Your life is over. I didn't even realize that I needed help until, like, the day that I got arrested. I have been able to accomplish a lot in my recovery. I just want to be happy, and I want to thrive in my life.
If you or someone you know is struggling, there is hope. Recovery is possible. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back in. Thanks for joining us on this Friday, July the 28th, 2023, edition 13 of My Town, Your Town. Great conversation with my girl Terry Blevins with A Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes. I mentioned at the top that this is going to be kind of a female lady run theme. They run organizations. They run their own businesses. I wanted to talk with these ladies about their journey and what they do. We all know that this show is about good people, and I have good ladies on today doing good work in our communities to make it a better place to live, learn, work, and to play. Now joining me, as I promised, Ashley Reinhardt. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us on.
What is your role with Visiting Angels?
I am the director. I'm the director for Charleston and Huntington, West Virginia.
Very good. Jenny Morris?
Hello, thank you for having us. I'm Jenny Morris. I am actually the operations team leader. I'm over all the directors at all of our locations, West Virginia, Ohio, Pittsburgh.
Jenny, you stay right there on the mic. Talk right into the mic. I'm going to ask you now, talk to the audience. Give us an overview about what you do. What is Visiting Angels all about?
So we are an elderly in-home care company. So we try to keep, you know, people in their homes. We have a lot of out-of-state children, and we are their eyes and ears for their mom and dad or loved one back here. Mm-hmm. So we have caregivers who go in the home and do everything non-medical. We can help with, you know, meals, light housekeeping, personal care, errands, transportation, anything that's non-medical, we go in there. And
for all ages, did you say, or did
yes,
I miss?
We had to be over 18 years old.
So for 18 mm-hmm. plus, not, yes. not
but
necessarily.
But most of, I would say 99% is elderly. Mm-hmm. And we also will go into facilities as well and be an extra set of hands.
Talk to me again about the counties that you serve, Kanawha,
Putnam, Cabell, and Putnam.
Okay, those three counties mm-hmm. up and down the I-64 corridor. Ashley, jump in here. You got to jump on the mic, baby. What's a typical day for you? You're the director of the she's the director of the operation. Talk to the audience about what your role is and what you do on a daily basis.
So I do a lot of oversight to make sure everyone is keeping their clients safe, that everything's running smoothly, that follow-ups are being done. I also just try to lead my team so that they lead our caregivers to be the best that they can possibly be so we can provide the best care possible.
What's our caseload? What's your patient caseload right now? Either one of you. You got that?
So currently we have 94 clients.
Wow.
And we have 100, and I believe last week it was 42 caregivers.
That's a lot of responsibility. These usually the elderly.
They're managing about 2,000 hours a week in care.
2,000 hours a week in care. And I know two or three years ago you helped with my mother-in-law who's early stages of Alzheimer's. So that leads me into what type of clients do you work with? Do you have some specialties? Do you work with everybody, whatever cognitive level they are or physical abilities they have? Do you ever say no to somebody? How does that work for you guys?
So we can handle all levels of care. We have clients that are just socialization and errands and shopping, all the way up to bed-bound, high acuity, that require a lot of care. Most of our angels have certifications in dementia and transfers. They're all very skilled. We do a lot of training. They get trained monthly. We also have caregiver celebrations quarterly. Mm-hmm. So we have a great group of people.
Jenny, let me ask you, what you have registered nurses, I'm guessing LPNs. What are some of the domains that you hire and people that have certifications? Who are some of the people on your staff?
Well, we actually only have one RN on staff because we are non-medical. And the RN on staff that we have helps us with our assessments with the VA.
So you have one registered nurse?
Mm-hmm.
I know her, right?
Yes, you know. I think you've heard of her.
She's very talented.
She's great.
Very compassionate, very giving, very skilled. Great job, Lisa Strawn. Yes, there is a last name that's very similar to mine. And my wife is an angel. She works with Visiting Angels. So she's your only registered nurse?
Yes.
I don't know if I knew that.
And we have CNAs.
CNAs, right.
And some come to us with no CNA or license, but they come in and get trained, or they've helped a grandma or a mom, mm-hmm. or they've been in other facilities. So we place our caregivers based by their skill level. Okay. We match them up with the correct client.
Do you folks, are you looking for more nurses or CNAs, or are you where you need to be? How does that work for you guys?
We are always hiring for caregivers because the need in the community is so high. We can never have enough caregivers.
Well, I know this for a fact. West Virginia, we kind of rival along with Florida. We're the oldest demographic per capita in the United States of America. I believe our average age is like close to 40. That's our average age. And Florida's right there, like 39.9. But we're hand in glove with Florida for the oldest population. And we stay here. We tend to stay here. We tend to be very proud. We want to stay in our home. And actually, that's what the beautiful thing about Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels, actually, typically you go to someone's home, and they want to be in their home.
Right. So the whole goal is to help our seniors age in place. Everybody wants to be home with their own belongings and their own space, and that's the goal. And that's not to say we don't care for some of our clients in hospitals or facilities or wherever they need us to. But the ultimate goal is to allow people to age in place and keep as much independence as they can for as long as they can.
We are talking with Ashley Reinhardt and Jenny Morris. They are both with Visiting Angels. You can visit their website. I have visitingangels.com, www.visitingangels.com. If you'd like to call, maybe make a referral, or if you're listening to this and go, I think I'd like to work for that company. They sound very sweet. I will tell you that they are very sweet. Give them a call, 304-400-4946. That's 400-4946. And we continue our conversation with Ashley and Jenny. Okay, we kind of got an overview of some of the services that you offer. How do people pay for your services? Because you can't do it complimentary in either one of them. How do people pay for their services?
Okay, so we are a consumer-based company. Okay. However, we do accept the veteran benefit, homemaker services, okay, and respite services. Okay. So if a senior has ever served active duty in any branch of the military, they can reach out to us. We can tell them how they can obtain those benefits, and the VA will actually pay for their services.
So you guys are truly an angel to our veterans.
Yes.
I love that. So you work a lot with veterans.
Absolutely. We love our veterans.
And I love that you love our veterans, and I love our veterans. And if you're listening to this, I hope you love our veterans. And if you don't love our veterans, please, you don't need to be talking to me at all. Our veterans are why we're still so vibrant with our country and the freedom that we have. And they served and fought, and they just deserve the care that you guys are providing into their 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond. Mm-hmm. All ages, all the way up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost 100 clients right now. We're talking with Ashley Reinhardt and Jenny Morris with Visiting Angels, 304-449-46. We talked about my mother-in-law, Alzheimer's. We've talked about the veterans. Do you treat people that maybe in a wheelchair need physical therapy? Do you do occupational therapy? Do you do simple things like taking them to the grocery store? Do you help them with their meal prep? What is the scope of everything that you do?
So with, like, say with the physical therapy, they might have physical therapy coming in, and that therapist can give our caregiver the exercises for us to help maintain. We don't do anything other than that. We're non-medical.
Okay.
But we do anything from, we have clients who just want someone to come in and play cards with them, just to have
the
company.
Social
companionship, all the way up to 24/7 bed-bound care.
Here's the deal. I'm pretty great with older folks. I love to play games. Would I be a candidate to come in and go, hey, I'd like to give you, 5 to 6 hours a week and go be a visiting angel myself? Is that a possibility?
Yes, and we would match you up with the correct client. Like,
okay,
if you only have companionship level experience, we're not going to put you with a bed-bound client.
Gotcha.
Then maybe
nice
a
to know.
Client just needs driven to an appointment, or help grocery shopping, or help putting their groceries away, or make them a few meals for the week that they can just reheat.
Ashley, I'm not very active in the community. I don't have very much going on. I have a lot of free time. So can you hook me up so I can be either a volunteer or work?
I would absolutely love to have you as one of our angels. And the only requirement,
I'll be like a little brother instead of a big brother.
And the only requirement is that you have a passion for it.
Yeah.
And you have that.
I certainly do have that. We're talking with Ashley Reinhardt and Jenny Morris, the Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels, who got into Visiting Angels first? Jenny, you...
I started about 5.5 years ago, and she followed about 6 months later.
Is it a national or regional? And then how does the corporate structure work for
so
you
it's
guys?
There's over 600 franchises.
Oh, my. So it's big.
And we are in the top 2% of all of them.
What is that 2% of the volume or the geographical space that we serve?
Like, reputation.
Okay.
Because we get feedback, surveys, and... So we have tremendous client satisfaction.
I remember giving you guys a 5 for working with my mother-in-law. So you get a lot of...
We get a lot of 5.
Reviews. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it's very nice. It helps us get out in the community.
Yeah, I love it. We're talking with Ashley and Jenny with Visiting Angels, 304-449-46. If you'd like to work with them, give them a call. Maybe you're listening to this and go, gosh, my mom, my dad, my aunt, my uncle, they could use Visiting Angels. We all could use an angel. If you needed to go out at 6 a.m. or 11 p.m., is that a possibility? When do you go, okay, we can't do 2 a.m.? When do you have a cutoff?
We go 24-7.
You're 24-7? Mm-hmm.
We have clients that are 24-7.
No
we
kidding.
Are always reachable.
Yeah.
We can go from 6 in the morning till noon or 6 in the morning till 6 in the morning next day. We are so flexible. We're there for any time they need.
I love it. Some of the stories that Lisa comes home, the registered nurse with Visiting Angels, and she just has so many heartwarming stories about some of these veterans and what you folks mean to them for coming out. But then Lisa hears all the great stories about their 8 decades of life, and people don't know how great these people are unless you listen to them and talk with them. And they have amazing stories, and the older I get, the more I appreciate their history and their journey. And folks, I'm here to tell you, we can learn from these folks. And if you'd like to be a part, a compassionate soul, and work with Visiting Angels, please give them a call, 304-449-46. Or if you have a special loved one who needs a little bit of special care, extra care, some care. Speaking of the care, is it ongoing? Is it monthly? Do you have X amount of visits that you can provide? And you go, I'm so sorry, we can't come back. How does that work kind of at the closure part of seeing a patient, Ashley?
Okay, so when you sign up with Visiting Angels, we come out and do an assessment. Okay. And at that time, you sign what's called a client service agreement. So it's not a contract. So you're never locked in any kind of contract with us. You can cancel your services at any time. So to answer your question, mm-hmm. You can set up as many shifts or as little shifts as you want. Obviously, we want to stay with you as long as possible, mm-hmm. but eventually we want you to get better and throw us out.
I'm just going to ask you one more time. There's no money out of pocket for the veteran, for the patient, the client that you serve. Do they pay anything at all?
The veterans, no.
Okay.
Now, we do have private pay clients.
Private pay.
And we also work with long-term care insurance.
I was going to ask about long-term care. That's a big thing for our elderly, and people purchase those policies from their insurance company. You're shaking your head. It's probably a pretty good thing that elderly and people my age, 60, buy something for their parents, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing. I've been hearing good things about that. And it's expensive.
It is.
Healthcare is expensive. It's getting more expensive. But if you can lock in with some nice rates right now and continue to take care of your mom and dad, aunt, uncle, whoever it may be, it's probably a wise decision. We've got about 2 minutes left. Jenny, I'll ask you first, and I'll come to Ashley. Is there something that you need the audience to know about Visiting Angels that we haven't talked about, that I haven't asked you? And if you can't think of anything, just give us a parting shot on why we should use Visiting Angels. If you haven't heard of us, or if you think you need us, why should they call you?
Well, especially if you want care for a loved one, we do guarantee our shift coverage. So if we say we're going to be there, you're going to have someone there with your loved one. Our communication is the best. You can always get a hold of us in the office. We always correspond no matter what time of the day. We are reachable. We get feedback from the caregivers in regards to the clients. We always pass the information on to the family. And we do our very best to always make that perfect match. Our client satisfaction and being comfortable in their home is our top priority.
That has to make you feel good. I've said that again. I'll keep saying that. Your reviews are outstanding, and that's a real tribute, and I applaud you guys publicly right here on this radio show for doing the great work and taking care of very special people. They're special to someone, and they're special to you, and you don't even know them.
Sometimes we are all that they have.
Yeah, wow. Ashley, a parting shot from you. Anything that you need to add that we haven't talked about already that you think, gosh, I can't believe you didn't ask me this, Jim. I'm going to tell you even though you didn't ask me.
Well, I think if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. All you have to do is call 304-400-4946. We can answer any questions you have, whether it be for a loved one or you're looking to join our team as a caregiver. We are going to get Jim Strawn soon as a caregiver.
I can't wait.
Even if you think that's my parting shot.
Even if you get 2 hours a week, I think it benefits me too.
It does.
It benefits me too. So yeah, give them a call if you'd like to work with them, or if you think you might have a prospective patient for them, 304-449-4946. One last thing, Jenny, you mentioned office. You have one office for those three counties?
An office in South Charleston and an office in Barboursville.
So you do have one in Barboursville. Mm-hmm. I know about the one in South Charleston. It's kind of close to the hotels over there. And it's a cute little neighborhood. And then there's one, you have an office in Barboursville.
Yes, we do.
How many staff? Did I ask you that already?
In the office, they have six. We have a director and five care coordinators.
Okay. And did I hear, what was the number 42 I heard earlier? Caregivers?
142 right
142.
Now.
142. Wowzer. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.
Jenny, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'll see you guys at the levee tonight.
Yes.
I'll see you
live.
The Moses Auto Group live on the levee. There they are, Jenny Morris and Ashley Reinhart with Visiting Angels. One more time, visitingangels.com or 304-400-4946. And as promised at the top of the show, we have one more lady that we're going to talk to on our ladies owned and operated theme My Town, Your Town show today. Beth Pugh is in the house, and Beth is the owner operator of Pugh Furniture on Smith Street in the historic furniture district of Charleston, West Virginia. And we're going to talk with Beth and all the services and furniture that she offers up and how long they've been doing it. They've been doing it for a long time. And I shall be right back.
$1,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. At the Tax Relief Line, we help people just like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call now and see if you can pay less. They can freeze your bank accounts, even garnish your wages. Call the Tax Relief Line now for immediate help. Our expert team of tax professionals will negotiate your tax problem and deal with the IRS for you. If the IRS is threatening you with levies, wage garnishments, or seizing your assets, call now and see if you can pay the IRS less.
866-657-8521. 866-657-8521. That's 866-657-8521.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do. I knew I had a frog in my throat, and I couldn't get it out of there. And we do welcome you back in to another edition, edition 13 of My Town, Your Town. This is a female, ladies-owned, operated, president-run sort of a theme show. We talked earlier with Terry Blevins of Little Bit of Heaven Cupcakes in St. Albans. We just got done talking with Ashley and Jenny with Visiting Angels. They have offices in South Charleston and Barboursville, and now we are going to be talking with, and we're joined now by Beth Pugh. Beth is the owner, operator, proprietor. I don't know what title she wants to say. They do it all, and you run your own small business. But she is with Pugh Furniture. They are on Smith Street in the historic furniture district of Charleston, West Virginia. Pugh Furniture, also one of our sponsors for My Town, Your Town. So it's great to have one of our sponsors on our very own radio show, My Town, Your Town. Beth, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be a sponsor.
Oh, I'm glad you are. That means a lot to me. And this has been a neat show for us. And, you know, the premise of the show, Beth, is we like to lift up good people, good organizations doing good work, providing good services, and running a good business. Your business, Pew Furniture, I just got done saying before you got on, it's been a long time, but I don't know how long.
1917.
Say that again?
1917 is when we opened our doors.
Come on. I thought you said 17. 1917. So we're over 100 years old.
Yes.
Is it always been Pew?
Yes. Yes. It was started by my husband's grandfather, then father. Then Steve and I came in. And believe it or not, my daughter, will be the fourth generation, helps out part-time.
Remind
down
me
there
her
too.
Name.
Patricia.
Patricia, that's right. I know Patricia, your daughter, Patricia Pugh. So she's over at the furniture shop,
mm-hmm. She helps
helping you guys?
Two or three days a week.
So Steve's great-grandfather and then...
Grandfather.
Steve's grandfather, then his father, and then Steve and you. And unfortunately, Steve passed away.
Yes, he did.
About a year?
Yeah, not quite.
Ago. Yeah.
September.
I know it's been very... we're very sorry.
Thank you.
Our condolences, and we've expressed them before, but publicly, here we are now. How are you guys doing without Steve?
Well, it's lonely.
Yeah.
It's it's not always fun to have to do all the work.
Right.
But and he did all our advertising.
Yeah,
so,
he did. But here you are now in front of the mic.
Well,
and you sound great.
Thank you.
You look
thank
even
you.
Better.
Thank
you have a face for TV. I have a face for radio. This
gotcha.
Is working out.
I got gotcha. You. And we put our grandchildren in the commercials now,
yeah.
And so it business is kind of up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the climate with what's going on now, you know, interest rates, I think, just took another rise. I saw a blip on it this morning. So
you guys have had an ebb and flow. You know about the ebb and flows and the business cycle, you know, monthly and you know, quarterly and you know, annually now. And you guys have a record that you can look at as far as the history of sales. And you're in it for the long haul, obviously, over 100 years. And we're talking with Beth P-U-G-H, Pew Furniture. So how is 23? I know you were kind of getting into it. The market is pretty good. The economy seems okay, but there's always a fear. And I don't know. Are people buying furniture? Are they needing it?
Yes. We do, you know, we try to keep moderate pricing in upholstery, bedroom, living room, dining. But we also do a lot of business for the Amish. And, you know, that's truly, you have it your way. You can pick the wood, the stain, the style. It's beautifully made.
So you don't just have an inventory of furniture. Somebody comes in, they consult with you, and they go, hey, Beth, we've got this outdoor patio, or we've got this bedroom, or we have this ceiling that's 12 feet. So you can customize some stuff
yes.
for them?
Yes, and the Amish are where we do.
And you have that relationship
yep.
with the companies
yep.
and folks? The farmers and the builders over
mm-hmm.
in the Amish
absolutely.
Country? Ohio or Pennsylvania or both?
Both.
Oh, no
primarily
kidding.
Ohio.
Yeah.
But we do get some
the Sugarwood area.
Sugar Creek, I think. Yeah.
So I didn't know if I knew that. So you guys just don't have couches and chairs and rockers in your inventory. You do, and you have that stuff
yes.
in your showroom. But people can come in and go, I don't like this, Beth. I want this. Can you do that?
Yeah. We special order upholstery. And we're the only crib dealer in the tri-state.
For the baby cribs?
Yep. Good business. So
isn't that nice?
We like to promote
so
that,
So you have
too.
You have a nice niche going on with the crib business and customized furniture. And then you have do you have other brands? What are some of the big brands? I'm not going to name them just in case you don't, but do you work with the big brands nationally?
Some, yes.
Like who do you work with?
Well, we prefer some of the little smaller companies.
Gotcha.
Because you can... The product is beautiful. You know, a lot of the upholstery we do, some upholstery that we carry for price, you know, has married covers.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the other ones, when you want to come in and pick your own, you can custom order everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to fit the product and what somebody mm-hmm. wants to what their needs are.
You guys have been around so long. I'm sure you have generations coming in. My grandmother bought her
yes.
bed here.
Yes.
My daughter bought her bed here.
Yes.
Now I'm here.
And it's funny,
it's
too.
It's fun to see that,
yes,
I bet.
Because the grandmothers are coming in buying, you know, cribs, and they're the ones that want the Amish cribs. So
I love it.
It's fantastic. Yes, we can have two or three generations of Pugh Furniture Furnishings.
I love it. We're talking with Beth Pugh. She is with Pugh Furniture. They're located on Smith Street. The actual address is 1320 Smith Street. Right? We always call it the Historic Furniture District of Charleston, West Virginia. The telephone number, you want to give her a call before you go in, ask her some questions, or any of the consultants there, any of the folks that work at Pugh Furniture can possibly answer the questions. Patricia might even know some of the answers. But if you need to talk to Beth, give her a call, 304-344-2421, 344-2421. Your hours of operations, Beth, are when?
10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and we close at 5 on Saturdays.
So you are open 6 days?
Yes, we are.
And we rest on the day that we're supposed to rest on Sundays. Have you always been right there at Smith Street? That's how I remember you.
Yes, so now the building, we were one of the first ones down there. Yes.
We always.
And we used to get, you can see on the back of the building where train cars would pull in. And we had big doors on that side.
And drop off the inventory.
Because a lot of the train cars would bring this stuff. And it would just come right into the back end of the store.
I know you have a great relationship with the folks over in Ohio and the Amish builders. And I don't think you can get anything built better, to be quite honest with you. We all know that. They're craftsmen, bar none. They're really
wonderful people.
Really the best. But why do you think that down south in like the Carolinas is known as the furniture state? So they have big, I guess, manufacturing plants down there?
It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of people used to think it was fun to go down there and, you know, they were going to save money because they were buying direct. And, you know, some of the funny stories I've heard is that a lady got a sleeper and they forgot to put the bed in it and never could get it.
Yeah.
I had another lady say, well, she got the top of the china but not the bottom, and it took her 4 months. So you kind of have to be careful where you go. But back, you know, 60s, 70s, and even 80s, mm-hmm. that was where it was. They were all American-made mm-hmm. places. They were right down in there in that High Point area mm-hmm. within a couple hours, you know, perimeter. And I'm afraid overseas took that away. Some of it's coming back, not as much as I think we'd like, but mm-hmm. some of it is coming back.
We're talking with Beth Pugh with Pugh Furniture, talking a little bit about the history of furniture, how it was delivered, where it's made. They've stayed true to their small business model, taking care of the customers, customizing some things. We're going to talk about your delivery in just a moment. So you can come into the store at 1320 Smith Street. Mm-hmm. They welcome you to come in Monday through Friday, and then there's some hours on Saturday as well. Talk to the folks. They're so knowledgeable. They have 100 years worth of knowledge right in their noodle. And talk with them, ask them questions. They have tons of fabrics that you can choose from. And then let's talk a little bit about furniture. Large, it's one of the biggest purchases you're going to make for your home, and it's a large item, and people just say, I don't have a truck. You folks have delivery trucks, right? How many do you have?
We have two. And, you know, depending on, and we've got the stuff, you know, people think they're going to save the $99, which is what local delivery, and realize that they can't get it in the car, they can't get it in the house. You know, our people are trained, we have the pads, the whatever we need to get it in and out.
Well worth the service fee. And you're not making really any money on that. You're just paying for the gasoline and the vehicle, right?
Now, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right, yeah.
And we literally have put sofas through windows. I have pictures of when in some of the apartments in Kanawha City, we couldn't get it in, and they took the window out, and sofa went in. So we'll be darned if we don't get it in your house.
I'd like to say sometimes common sense is not as common as it needs to be.
No.
And critical thinking, I think the educational system needs to teach people more about just problem solving and critical thinking. It sounds like your delivery people and your management
are
really good at critical thinking.
They are.
We're going to get this in here. One way or another, we have to look at all the options, and a window was one. That's a great story and a great option. We're talking with Beth Pugh with Pugh Furniture. They are located in the Smith Street, the Historic Furniture District. And we say Historical Furniture District because you can give the names if you want, but there was four or five different companies and families that have furniture businesses right there. Was that done purposely, you think, so people could come and just shop on that big old block of furniture?
Remember, we were wholesale when we started.
That's right. And so were some of the other folks that were there, right?
They all were wholesale.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, we went to the coal camps. We had salesmen that went out. We had probably 6-8 that would go to different areas. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, some of the funeral homes had places where they kept furniture. Yeah. and people had to have a card to come in. And, you know, it was a whole different business. And then in somewhere around the 70s.
That's when I asked you, do you remember the transition, 70s?
You had to start transitioning out.
Do you still do any wholesale, or is it it's
retail?
I don't
think we've done wholesale in
It's customers now, individual customers and families and individual corporations if they want to. If a new nursing home or a new residential home for disabled teenagers or adults, they could come to you or not?
We do a lot of that. We can do custom-sized bedding, mattresses, because some people have what they call a three-quarter bed. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of lift chairs. It's tremendous for us. So, and we've done work in some of the nursing homes put some stuff in. So.
Yeah, so you can do some. I mean, there's a real push to building these homes, and we just had folks on from visiting Angels who go in and treat some of our older veterans and some of our older West Virginians. But then there's a big push right now for substance abuse recovery homes and beds for mental health and beds for this and beds for that. And it's usually someone that, you know, is trying to get their life back, and they might have a 12-month program or a 6-month program, and you work with those corporations.
Ray of Hope is one of them.
Ray of Hope. We love Ray of Hope, right?
Yes, we do love Ray of Hope, and they're a tremendous organization.
So I bet you do their beds and some of their chairs and couches.
We do.
But you mentioned earlier, and I remember this now from Steve, he would always promote your lift chairs are so, it's a popular. But what makes it popular? Do you just specialize in them? Do you just think it's a great thing, so we're going to feature them so much? But you always feature your lift chair.
Well, people are, it's an older population. Mm-hmm. I have one. I'm sleeping in it right now because I had some surgery. Steve lived in it. My grandchildren think it's a blast. So, but yes, and our people are trained. You know, you just don't go in. It's not going in and buying a recliner. You've got to fit the lift chair to the person, or they're not going to get in it. If it's too big, they hate it. If it's too little, they fight it. Mm-hmm. So we keep our people trained.
We have about 3 minutes left. We're talking with Beth Pugh with Pugh Furniture. She is one of the sponsors. Pugh Furniture is one of the sponsors that we've mentioned here on My Town, Your Town, and we appreciate their support there. You guys do support quite a few things. I know this station, LM Communications, and this station, 1410, 102.3, our sister stations, Rock 105, The Mix, 100.9. You know, it's a great family of radio stations down here with LM Communications. And LM Communications, they do quite a few events in the community. And I know that Pugh Furniture's always supported that. And I know I've worked with LM Communications on some things. And we've had some events for veterans, speaking of veterans.
Yes.
And you folks always like to donate something really cool, like a lift chair or a bed or
That's
something.
Exactly what we've
Why
done.
Do you continue to think,
because
why do you do that?
I mean, veterans are tremendous. Steve and I were both on a board, a veteran board, you know, look at what these people have done. And, you know, we do that. And as I said, Ray of Hope. And we do a lot of just, because if you don't give back, you know, you take, but you got to give back.
I love it. That's a great mantra right there. And there she is, Beth Pugh with Pugh Furniture. One more time, I'll give you the number, 304-344-2421. We have about a minute left, Beth. I'll give you kind of a parting shot, something maybe I haven't asked you that people need to know about Pugh Furniture and your Pugh Furniture business.
Well, if you mentioned that you heard me today, we'll give you an extra 10% off.
There you go.
We're family run, family owned, and, you know, we're not afraid to special order and get what you need. And we have a lovely sales staff that is well trained.
About how many staff members do you have working with?
Four
folks work over there. Very good. There she is, Beth Pugh. Beth, what do you call your title now? Just whatever it takes?
Yeah, basically.
Beth / whatever it takes, Pugh Furniture. They've been in the business for well over 100 years. The Pugh family, 1320 Smith Street, where it all began. One more time, I'll give you the number, 304-344-2421. What a great, great, I mean, wonderful show we had today. My Town, Your Town, talking to ladies that are running operations and small businesses and corporations, and they're just great. The backbone, small businesses and these great organizations. We appreciate Carrie Blevins. We appreciate Ashley Reinhart, Jenny Morris, and Beth Pugh. We hope to see you at the Moses Auto Group live on the levee, maybe later tonight, but whatever you get into this weekend, be safe, have a great time, enjoy family and friends, and we'll see you next Friday right here on My Town, Your Town.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
1410 AM, WSCW, and W272DW, 102.3 FM, South Charleston, an LM communication station.